Ave Maria. This is day 3 of the novena in preparation for Pentecost, which is the first novena in the history of the Church. The word novena is the Latin word for 9. A novena is a special prayer lasting 9 days. In today's reading, St. Maximilian's words regarding Our Lady's role in giving birth to divine life in souls is re-echoed by Pope Paul VI in his encyclical Marialis Cultus, who wrote, "Considering finally the presence of the Mother of Jesus in the upper room, where the Spirit came down upon the infant Church, the faithful enriched with new developments the ancient theme of Mary and the Church. Above all, they had recourse to the Virgin's intercession in order to obtain from the Spirit the capacity for engendering Christ in their own soul, as is attested to by St. Ildefonsus in a prayer of supplication, amazing in its doctrine and prayerful power. I beg you, Holy Virgin, that I may have Jesus from the Holy Spirit, by whom you brought Jesus forth. May my soul receive Jesus through the Holy Spirit, by whom your flesh conceived Jesus. May I love Jesus in the Holy Spirit, in whom you adore Jesus as Lord, and gaze upon him as your Son. Let us proclaim with them, Veni Sancte Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Amen.
The chaplet to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The second mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary's preparation to be the mother of Jesus, expressed in her presentation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the espousal of Mary and Joseph. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fourth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The fifth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Visitation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The sixth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the hidden life of Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world.
The seventh mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the wedding feast at Cana. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary becomes the mother of all believers at the foot of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The tenth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Assumption. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. The 11th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The 12th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's enduring intercession, protection, and presence to her children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross you breathed forth your Spirit after you had entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. Thank you, Lord, for these precious gifts. Standing with St. John the Beloved, I also accept these graces. May your Holy Spirit enter into my spirit, into my heart, into my relationships, into every aspect of my life. I welcome your Holy Spirit to be my constant companion and guide. I receive the Virgin Mary as my mother and my queen. I accept her into all that is my own. May she dispose all that is in me so that by her intercession and by the work of the Holy Spirit, your life and likeness may be formed in me. Amen.
Manifest thyself to us.
Holy Ghost,
Of thy faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of thy love.
Let us pray. O Holy Ghost, most beloved of our souls, prostrate before thy infinite majesty, we implore thee with all the longing of our hearts, the most singular grace of humility, that thou may be made known, served and loved upon earth and glorified for all eternity. And this through the most humble and pure heart of thy immaculate spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary. Grant us the grace to love the cross and to die nailed to it without ever descending from it.
Amen.
Ave Maria. On this third day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, we continue with our reflections from the book The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. Today we consider Our Lady's words to Saint Bernadette at Lourdes. Our Lady told her, "I am the Immaculate Conception." These words indicate a most intimate union between Our Lady and the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit's union with Mary, we observe more than the love of two beings. In one, there is all the love of the Blessed Trinity. In the other, all of creation's love. So it is that in this union, heaven and earth are joined, all of heaven with all the earth, with the totality of created love. It is truly the summit of love. At Lourdes, the Immaculata did not say of herself that she had been conceived immaculately, but, as Saint Bernadette repeated it, "I am the Immaculate Conception." If among human beings the wife takes the name of her husband because she belongs to him, is one with him, becomes equal to him, and is, with him, the source of new life, with how much greater reason should the name of the Holy Spirit, who is the divine Immaculate Conception, be used as the name of her in whom he lives as uncreated love, the principle of life in the whole supernatural order of grace. It is because of the affirmation made by Mary at Lourdes that Father Colby insists on our giving her not only what we have, but what we are. If Mary says, "I am the Immaculate Conception," it is because her entire being exists only in the pure relationship of a creature with God. She belongs totally to God. One with the Holy Spirit as she is totally consecrated by all the fibers of her being to the Father through the Son. Thus she will ever be throughout eternity. She is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father. If we thus turn over to her everything we have of ourselves, Mary will take our life completely into her hands to give it to God. All of our perfection, all of our hope of procuring God's glory depend on our being instruments in the hands of the Immaculata, on being her things, her property. Such should our interior life be that we become an instrument in her hands, to be guided in everything by her. In truth, we are very weak, and often enough we experience this weakness. The only way to overcome it is to consecrate ourselves to the Immaculata. No doubt, Mary is not God, but she is completely divine, since nothing in her belongs to her. This is why, if we wish to be truly divinized, we must be totally hers. We must hand ourselves over to the Immaculata. She is totally God's. We must divest ourselves of ourselves and do it as soon as possible so as to keep nothing for ourselves, absolutely nothing. She must be the one who acts. Let us be her instruments. There is no greater perfection than the union of our will with hers.
Prayer to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. O Mary, thou spotless bride of the Holy Spirit, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our nation. Thou, as the valiant woman, didst crush the head of the serpent when thou didst offer thy divine Son to the Heavenly Father in the love of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world. Through the merits of this precious sacrifice and through the sufferings of thy Son, obtain for us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Holy Spirit that he has chosen thee as his bride and constituted thee the dispenser of his graces. Look upon me with thy compassionate eyes. Look upon my distress and needs. Help me that I may never lose the grace of God nor defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that my heart may ever remain his holy dwelling, and that with thee I may eternally praise and bless the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. Our Lady of Light, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Thank you for joining us for this Pentecost Novena on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. For more information on how to obtain the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi, visit wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com. Once again, thank you and Ave Maria. Yeah.